Colleagues, I would like to thank this body for inviting me to speak this afternoon, and I really look forward to the discussion with our colleagues in the audience, because to me that's what infuses theory and practice. I believe that now, 2011, the theory and science of life course has been really, really brought up to par. And we have a lot of knowledge about what life course theory is and what it could mean for the MCH industry. But I think we have a poverty of theory in the area of practice and execution and how we implement life course theory within organizations. And my presentation is going to focus around how do we build an MCH life course organization? How do we translate the theoretical perspectives that Milt and other colleagues have talked about so eloquently in terms of how will it inform how our organizations operate on a day-to-day basis? There are four specific questions that I want you to think about as we go through this process. Number one, business. I come from the private sector, and we always talk about what business are we in? What programs do we have now? What services do we offer to the community today and based on life course theory tomorrow? So we need to be thinking about business, what businesses that we're in. Number two, the question of strategy. What is our strategic purpose? Where do we want to be at in the next 5 to 10 years? Dr. Frieden talks about it very clearly in terms of what are the strategic battles, where are we going to concentrate all of our organizational resources in, and be somewhere at the end of 5 years and 10 years. Number three, human capital. What type of people we have now in our MCH organizations, hospitals, health departments, and private MCH organizations, and what type of human capital do we need to deploy when we implement life course theory? I want you to be thinking about that. And then finally, colleagues, we need to be thinking more about the organizational structures of our hospitals, of our health departments, and our private MCH organizations. There are implications to practice in terms of moving away from bureaucracies to moving towards networks in terms of executing life course theory. So I want you to be thinking about those four questions as I go through this talk. It's a nice little picture of life course there, and I'm going to move on. Colleagues, there are several implications to practice as it relates to, and some of them have already been mentioned in terms of life course theory. I'm not going to go over the theory right now. What I want to talk about is what is the implications to practice to those three types of organizations. Number one, it's been stated, prenatal care has diminished. I know we've been nurtured on that for the last 20 or 25 years. Let's get so many women in, and the data is not showing that prematurity has declined or infant mortality has declined or low birth weight has declined. Even in our community in Harlem, when 95% of the women enter prenatal care in the first trimester, we still have a very high low birth weight rate. Maternal health prior to pregnancy is key. That tells us something. That tells us what we need to do organizationally in terms of how we organize our systems of care within our hospitals, within health departments, and within private MCH organizations. Colleagues, as Dr. Liu has stated on several occasions, this is not going to be a short run. You know, you're going to have to be looking at longitudinal data and making organizational investments within your organizations for over a long period of time before you actually see the types of outcomes that you want to see. There is no quick fix in this work. And of course, it calls for clinical and public health interventions that are more longitudinally and contextually integrated. And in the next few slides, I'm going to be talking about some new designs that we've been working with in Harlem in terms of trying to change the paradigm in terms of how we organize healthcare on a local and on a systems level. And then, of course, colleagues, it's been talked about on many occasions, we've got to transition from a strictly clinical focus and approach to practice to begin to actually integrate. How do we come up with a framework that integrates public health and clinical work within a social determinants framework? and we have one that I'm going to present. So now, this is the basic framework that we've been working with in our industry for the last 20 or 25 years. It's pretty much a 9-month framework, and if we're going to implement life course theory, colleagues, we have to move away gradually, as Dr. Peter Van Dyke talked about. Let's not rush, but this framework was useful for one historical period, and it explains the overall trajectory of life course today, and I'm arguing that we need to move to something that's different. This is a framework that individuals and consultants and practitioners and theoreticians within our agency have been utilizing. It's a framework that covers the different stages of the life course, and it also is like an audit tool when we go out to other agencies to just try to get a sense of what's happening within each one of those agencies. What capacities have been built at each particular stage of the life course, programmatically and service-wise, right? And what, more importantly, has to be built. This is a tool that we've used to actually see where agencies, health departments are at in terms of their programmatic capacity, and then begin to think about what needs to be built across the life course. And then, of course, as you see on the upper axis, you see what types of work, and a lot of times when we go out, a lot of health departments, a lot of hospitals are not doing anything on the social determinants ladder. And so we need to begin to think about building capacity. So this is a framework that we've used in terms of organizing our work in the Harlem community. And also in our work in California, our work all over the nation in Wisconsin and in other parts of the nation. Now you get a sense of when we fill out the graph, this is some of the work that's happening in Harlem or the possibilities of activities that can happen across the life course for you and as you build these capacities. A lot of times people hear us and they say, wow, we are not the Northern Manhattan Perinatal Partnership. You're right, but at one point in time, colleagues, we were a small community-based agency with 3 programs in it. And so life course building is an organizational development process. It's a process of looking for opportunities in the external environment, which means doing a lot of grant writing and piecing together services and programs that meet women's and children's needs across the life course and building those capacities, but more importantly, sowing links between those service structures so you can create more value for women and children in your neighborhood or in your hospital or in your local city health department or state health department. And as you see, we argue very clearly that it's not enough to have perinatal programs. We need to make the link between perinatal and early childhood. So we have Head Start, we have Early Head Start, we have UPK. We moved into those businesses because it was a great way for us to follow and monitor the health of mommy at another stage of the life course and built the organizational capacity inside of our agency to actually follow mommy and daddy and the newborn at the next stage of the life course. And so we argue, and I'm just going to take that particular stage, that any MCH life course organization has to be in the early childhood business. It's a critical period based on a theoretical underpinning of life course, and you have to build capacity in some form or fashion. So what you should be doing, you should be looking for that next RFP that's going to come out from the Administration for Children and Families around Early Head Start. Early Head Start, perinatal programs, a great match if we can begin to build those capacities. On the upstream side of the ladder, MCH life course organizations, whether they're health departments or MCH local entities, have to begin to slowly think about building capacity upstream. And that's important. A lot of times health departments tell us, well, we don't deal with racism. We don't deal with housing. We don't deal with those things. That's not part of our pay grade. And in today's world, that is no longer true. If you really want to see birth outcomes transform, if you really want to see change, you're going to have to begin to build some of these capacities upstream. Now, here's my definition of a life course organization. It's an entity, local, state, that develops the capacity over time to deliver integrated, continuous, and comprehensive health and social services and support to women and their family members from the womb to the tomb. It builds programmatic capacity within the agency at each stage of a woman's life course to manage her health over the life course. It swims upstream from individual interventions and design strategies and actions at the group, organizational, community, and policy level to transform the social determinants of health. A lot of times, agencies tell us we can't build that capacity inside of our agency. We don't have the human capital. We don't have the expertise. So, of course, there's a number of models of MCH life course organizations that build collaborative bodies. And so if you don't have the human capital or the wherewithal to build that capacity inside of your own organization, then it's important for you to begin to partner with other organizations and develop networks. Unlike many maternal and child health programs that only seek to influence the health system by developing and executing a local health system's action plan, the MCH Life Course Organization colleague seeks to influence and lead their local and regional economic, political, housing, child welfare, early childhood, and middle school systems of care. And so you see in terms of this slide the broad work of an MCH Life Course Organization. And this takes time. It took us over 19 years to build these types of capacities within the Northern Manhattan Perinatal Partnership. And as I give you some examples of other organizations around the nation, you can see. Now, let's start out with a perinatal. You start out generally with a perinatal case management program, whether that's a Nurse Family Partnership, whether that's Healthy Families America. You need to start small. You can't just build this over time. After you move there, you might want to start some centering work and partner with a hospital. You can do that. These things can happen. This is not rocket science. From there, we want to move to another stage of the life course and build our interconceptional care capacities. HRSA has a lot of resources. Hopefully HRSA MCHB just released an RFP for healthy behaviors in women and families. Hopefully CDC is going to be releasing some RFPs. But the bottom line is we need to think about financing and developing programmatic capacity, case management capacity at the internatal stage. Moving on, we can, a lot of us doing depression work. We got to integrate that depression work on a clinical front in terms of group. Early Head Start, I talked about that earlier. Healthy food and fitness and food policy and food organizing on a local level, very much related to our work with moms and babies. Apply for a community transformation grant to build more capacity. Next year's RFP will be coming out very soon. Organize affordable housing campaign, Occupy Main Street for economic justice. We got to get involved in the social movements of our day, and on and on. Organize a women's saving and investment club. We have to make sure women are at the point of production besides being at the point of reproduction. Here is our organization, which is a complex organization or a network. Here is our Head Start operation. It took time to build this type of capacity. It will take time for you to do it also. Here are some examples of MCH life course organizations around the nation. The great work that's happening in Dane County was the work of a number of different programmatic elements coming together in Dane County to drive down the infant mortality rate, even though the last year the data has gone up. Our colleagues from DC Developing Families, I see Linda, is the doctor in the audience somewhere? I thought I saw her. Some of the work that she's doing here in DC. Once again, a one-stop shop operation centering services under one administrative roof. These are some emerging models around the country where some of the work that's going on in Contra Costa Health Services, Alameda County, and the Wisconsin Partnership in terms of emerging models of MCH Life Course organizations where health departments are taking the lead and building partnerships in the community. And now you need to decide what you want to do. I just left this open in terms of the gradual process of building capacity, right? You have to be an organizer. You have to be a program planner. You have to be a grant writer. You have to actually do fundraising. You have to do the political work to convince your mayor or your governor to make the strategic investments that are necessary to actually bring about change. So, to do all these things, as I close, colleagues, you need to actually have the type of leadership in place within your organizations. And I have a number of notions of leadership in the literature, in the private sector, in the public sector. There are many definitions of leadership, but I have a very simple one. What a leader does is he or she takes the assets that they're given today in the form of organizational structure, people, finance, and strategies, and makes them more valuable tomorrow. That is the essence of what a leader does. When we started in 1990, we had an operating budget of $800,000 and three perinatal programs. And what we had a vision and an energy to transform the conditions in Harlem. And today, we have an organization that's made up of 135 people, a budget of close to $10 million, right? And a vision that's so powerful that it has transformed the infant mortality rate in the Central Harlem community, where at one time it was 27 deaths per 1,000 live births, and today it's about 8.1 deaths per 1,000 live births. So this can be done. And I'll end on this quote that I saw, and I can't remember the name of the colleague who put this together, but I want to just say this. Colleagues, change is good, right? No one wants to live, right, in the past forever, right? Let's move forward and win the future today by building an MCH Life Course organization. Thank you very much.